I wanted to briefly reiterate or repeat what we talked about last Friday, since some of you were not able to make it. That way we are able to be on the same page once we meet next time. Interesting how what Igor mentioned and what Edward mentioned before me ties into what I'll be talking about here as well. It's all in the end result of having the characteristics of God, having God's life within us, which is the final result that we're trying to achieve. We read out of the passage in John chapter 1, verse 14. I wanted to focus on the first part, which says that the Word became flesh. Now, if we start from the very beginning in John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We discussed how the Word can be seen as a teaching or as a message. When Christ was born before the creation of the earth, God passed this Word or teaching on to Christ. And we may ask, in what form was this Word passed on to Christ? And we know of how the DNA works, even in our here on Earth. You know, humans give birth to humans, monkeys give birth to monkeys, crocodiles to crocodiles, and so on. Each species has a specific DNA code that will be passed on to their offspring. That DNA has a code or a program which determines the way that the species will live, their life, characteristics, and behavior. There are many verses in the Bible that talk about how the Word, basically that the Word, there's a Word of life. We saw this in 1 John chapter 1 as well, and I'll just paraphrase it a little bit. It states that this Word or program or code of God was with the Father, and it was once hidden. But when Christ was sent to earth, he brought us this code, this program, this life in the flesh. When a body was prepared for Christ and he entered it, the Word was made flesh. For what purpose, we may ask? God wanted this teaching, his way of life, his characteristics, desires, to be accessible to us as well through Jesus Christ. Currently, we carry the DNA of the first Adam, but Christ brought us a DNA that can replace ours, which will result in a change in desires, our goals for life, how we view this world, especially how we view others as well. We will see everything how God and Christ sees everything. To summarize, the Word became flesh and lived among us symbolizes the teaching how we can receive God's life or DNA through birth, just like Christ was born of God the Father. I would encourage everyone to continue in this teaching. Nothing can compare to the value of this opportunity God has offered us through Christ as the example and key to this life.